Do you know what's behind you? Can you pick that up? The whole thing. Yeah, don't drop anything. Thank you. What is this? Anybody know?
Indian corn.
Well, that's the yes. There's Indian corn in here. Lots of Indian corn in here. Lots more Indian corn in here. Okay, what is this?
A horn.
Very good. Looks like a horn, doesn't it? Like a a Viking's horn, right?
No.
No? Okay, this is called cornucopia. Can you say that big word?
Cornucopia.
Cornucopia, that's right. It was also, before it was called a cornucopia, it was called a horn of plenty. It's a symbol of all the food that we have, that we have a continuous supply of food and all the things that we need for life. And so what people would do is, originally, before it became a wicker basket type thing, they would take a goat's horn, big goat horn, and they would hollow it out and they would put food in it. And it was symbolic of God providing all the food and all the things necessary for life. So it was a horn of plenty. Plenty of food, right? Okay, now it's a cornucopia, basically the same thing. And it has, more than anything else, become symbolic for Thanksgiving of all the food that we have and need that comes from whom? Where does it all come from? Where does our food come from? Nobody knows where food comes from? I was going to say your parents are farmers, most of them. But even more than that, you're right, it comes from farmers. But who helps the farmers get the food? Who makes the food grow? God does, that's right. So even though we're thankful for the farmers for all that they do, and they do a lot, and they're necessary, who is the one that helps the farmers get this out of the field? God. For everything. The shoes you have on your feet, the shirt on your back, the necklace that you wear, the glasses on your face, all of those things, ultimately, who is responsible for all those things? God is. He provides everything. Okay, since He is the one that provides everything, what should we do? What do you do when somebody gives you a gift?
Say thank you.
Very good. Right. You're not thinking too hard. Give thanks. So what do we do to God? Say thank you, God, for everything that we have. So we should thank God once a year, right? On Thanksgiving. Should we thank Him any more than that?
Mm-hmm.
How often?
Every day.
Excellent. Yes, because every day He lets you get up in the morning. You're alive. You're well. You have clothes, you have food, you have shelter, you have a family, you have school. Some days that's not thankful, huh? But anyways, you got food, you have school, and all, everything, okay? God is responsible for it all. So when you get up in the morning, what's a good thing to do? Say thank you, God. And when you go to bed at night, what should you do?
Thank you, God.
Very good. Absolutely. And we're going to learn later why it is important to give thanks to God, okay? So what holiday's coming up on Thursday? Yeah, I didn't have to think about that. Thanksgiving. And what are you going to eat?
Thank you.
You're welcome. What are you eating on Thanksgiving? Turkey? You don't know?
No.